Welcome to Figuring It Out, a podcast designed to help entrepreneurs, creatives, leaders, and marketers to master their crafts, grow their businesses, and find a balance between their personal and professional lives. My name is Kevin England. I am the proud founder and CEO of Onizon, a digital marketing, advertising, and media agency based in Southern California and serving clients worldwide. In each episode, we'll cover a variety of topics while sharing stories from myself and other amazing guest speakers. So let's dive in and figure it out together. Today, I want to talk about the questions that many brands have been asking, especially in tough times like this past year. And one of those questions is, why does being a purpose-driven business matter? So we can all discuss that and we can all kind of go down, but there's a number of other questions that I want to ask as well and that they're asking of me. Is giving money to a charitable cause really enough? Do you have to sacrifice profits to pursue purpose? And how can companies and brands step up to impact long-term positive change, both within their company and within their community? Does purpose matter to your employees, partners, and prospect? And finally, what exactly is purpose? We're going to talk about that a little bit. So let's tackle the first one. Purpose is not just charity or philanthropy or even CSR, ESG, DEI. By the way, what are those acronyms? Well, those are all the branches of the tree of purpose. But the term that's most often mistakenly used these days to encapsulate it all is CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility. It was actually first used by an economist. His name is Howard Bowen in 1953. And didn't really take hold until the 1970s when the Community for Economic Development introduced the idea of social contact between businesses and society. Well, CSR is now taking front seat in business today, especially in the past year, through ESG, which stands for Environmental Social Governance, and DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion, especially in the wake of last year's social justice issues. Well, I know that's a lot to unpack, but the headline here is that purpose matters in today in an era of uncertainty, and everybody's looking for an anchor, a ballast, and the true north. When done right, purpose can be one of those things or all of those things that matter to your business. It has the power to unite, inspire, and ignite all your stakeholder groups. And I do mean everybody. Employees, prospects, customers, regulators, your local community. Yes, everyone. Okay. That's a very big promise, isn't it? But it's true. A video I saw created by the content team at UPS illustrates this perfectly. It's called The Power of Difference, UPS Supplier Diversity. And it won a Gold Telly Award and a 2020 W3 Award for the best branded public service and activism. You can see it actually. I'm going to post it on my blog, on my YouTube channel. And I'll even include the link below so you can kind of check it out later. But here's a cool quote from somebody involved in creating the video. And she said, "That video was one of my proudest achievements at UPS. Not because what it did for my trophy shelf, but because of what it did for UPS. It was a supernova where purpose, creativity, and conviction collided together," said by Janet Stovall in a keynote about being more purpose-driven when she was the Senior Director of Social Impact at UPS. And we're going to get you to that same place as we talk further within this episode, a place where purpose, creativity, and conviction collide. But first, here's why I think that video was so powerful. It's about people, partnerships, and positivity. Those elements that touch us emotionally, that's the magic behind any successful purpose, are initiatives such as that. So I want you to stop for a second and think of an example that you've seen recently of an organization giving back something that moved you like this video did for me. You got one? Okay, good. That example in your mind right now is your inspiration to fuel implementation. Hold on to it. We'll get back to it a little later in the episode when we tell you about the steps that you'll need to embrace purpose in such a meaningful way. But for now, I bet some of you are a little bit still skeptical, and you probably have some questions in your mind. And they're probably these two first questions. The first question might be, you know, purpose versus profit. And secondly, where's the proof to all of this? So first off, people often associate purpose-driven businesses with those who sacrifice profits to do this. Well, that's a complete misconception. We've talked previously about the importance of having a mission statement as a company. You can learn more about how to develop out and define a mission statement in one of my episodes called Exploring Company Culture. It defines who you are and the why that drives literally what you do. And whether it's committing to making the world or even just your local community a better place, doing good and giving back is never a negative thing for business. It doesn't have to cost you. In fact, I believe that it costs you not to do it. So this is, you know, where you might be thinking, all right, I've got a lot of kumbaya and excitement around this, but where's the proof, right? Okay. What is the cost of not, and we'll start with that, what is the cost of not embracing purpose in your life and in your business? Well, not only does being a purpose-driven business open a door to opportunities to connect in a deep, meaningful way with everyone from employees and partners to customers and regulators, but there is a cost to not embracing purpose. There's a reason why IBM CCO Jonathan Adasek is out there speaking about citizenship and social justice these days. Not only is it the right thing to do, but according to a recent study by Global Web Index, 68% of consumers might or actually would stop using a brand because of bad CSR, corporate social responsibility. And 84% might stop buying from a brand with poor environmental track records. And nearly half of consumers would be more likely to buy from a socially conscious or environmentally friendly brand. Think of that. And don't forget that social contact has grown to include and embrace new stakeholders. And there's a Google study that found that 71% of LGBTQ consumers interact and trust brands with inclusive ads. 69% of Black consumers seek out and purchase from brands with inclusive ads. So purpose, CSR, ESG, DEI straight up impacts your bottom line. Do we need more? Well, let's talk more. There is a market research report put out by Marketing Drive and Pipsleigh. 65% of U.S. consumers believe a brand should have and support anti-racist initiatives. 56% of Gen Z and millennials are more willing to buy from brands that take public stand against racism. And 46% of U.S. consumers think that a collective show of support for anti-racism will lead to a credible change for our future. So here's my takeaway. Purpose matters. Companies can't afford not to engage. Not when companies are the number one most trusted institution these days that we all look to, that we all look up to. Consumers will remember the companies and organizations that lead in CSR and give back in 2020, 2021, and so on. So that kind of brings us to this. That earlier mental picture of the brand or the company that exemplifies purpose for you, bring that back into mind now. And let me guess, and I'm going to fan out my cards, as it were, and give you my list. So first, I would probably start off with Patagonia. And that's first on my list because they're literally right down the street from us. And then I would probably go to Ben & Jerry's. Not that I love the ice cream, but I do. But they have an amazing corporate social responsibility that they focus on. In fact, Sean Greenwood's job title is the Grand Poobah of PR, which is awesome. Dr. Boomers, Bombas, Toms, Warby Parker, Tesla, Microsoft, Timberland, and another one for me, Amgen. They're also in Ventura County. And I think that basically purpose is in the water over there. My sister works there, by the way. All right. I'm a little biased about my top 10, but you know, yours might be definitely different, especially during COVID when companies like Amazon and Apple really kind of stepped it up. No matter really who's on your list, your next question is probably, how do I do purpose? Well, you have to first overcome the barriers. They include the lack of budget, the lack of results, or just a tendency to roll with whatever the status quo is. You can't even begin to overcome obstacles and barriers until you know your why. So here are some simple ABCs of purpose to help you to get there. And this is another tip of the hat from Janet Stovall. A is ascertain purpose. Find your why by listening first. Ask those living with adversity about what they're facing. Ask your employees, partners, customers about what's important to them. Absorb what they have to say. And then correlate that to find your mission and your values. And only then can you truly articulate your why. And B is be passionate. Be passionate about the challenges that you're trying to solve and the causes you're embracing. Passion will help to push you through the obstacles. However, you also have to have and know your stuff. And Stovall said it best in her speech. Compassion and passion work best when supported with knowledge. That's an important part of the process. C is to connect with the matrix. No one connects the dots better than your communicators and or your marketers. So how can you begin to connect belief and business or align your purpose with profit? It starts by pinpointing measurable goals and KPIs for your purpose-driven initiatives before you even get started. For example, it's great if your employees volunteered dozens of hours last month. But what was the impact? For example, how many people were fed or how many masks were provided, if that was your cause? And how many lives were saved or jobs enabled or healthcare costs reduced? Focus on the results that actually impact lives. We'll talk about the money later. The ABCs of purpose are a great way to kickstart your purpose planning. And here are a few more. I like to call them purpose hacks because they are these little shortcuts and these roadblocks on the pathway to purpose. And hack number one is compare. Don't reinvent the wheel. Look at the CSR, ESG, DEI reports of companies that you like, that are inspiring to you. See what societal changes they're trying to help, what purpose stories they're sharing, and the matrix they're using to gauge that impact within that community. Hack number two is consult. Talk to others in your sector. Check your industry associations to see what members are actually doing. Ask your business partners what KPIs they care about and what they use to benefit them and to benefit the community. Hack number three, contextualize. Don't just share matrix and KPIs with your execs and your public. Numbers are numbing, but stories inspire. So put the data into context by telling a story. Bring the numbers to life. Marketers and communicators really know how to do this best. Our story is how we turn purpose into practice. And speaking of stories and how to best tell them, let me give you a personal example of purpose in action so that we can take the next step on the pathway towards purpose. I'll outline three different ideas that you can try. So here at Vonazon, my team and I give back about 20% of our profits to provide our services to local businesses that may not be able to necessarily afford them. recently deemed this and branded it the Vonazon Vital Program. We've built out this idea further to include aspects of education for local colleges and college students. So this is idea number one, which is really volunteering. Regardless of your financial capabilities, volunteering with your team is free and a low-cost way to really start giving back. This work and coming together as a team not only gives people a sense of purpose, but allows your team the opportunity to bond with one another. Now, 20% might be too big of a commitment for you, and that's okay. You know, start smaller. Even a tenth of it will go a long way. So how do I find, or how do you find, local volunteering opportunities? Well, the first is, the first step in that process is the search online. Make sure that you're doing that research to ensure that you're working with a volunteer opportunity that aligns with your mission statement and your goals. For example, in my community and in my county, the Economic Development Cooperative, Small Business Development Center, SCORE, our local Chamber of Commerce, and the Women's Economic Ventures, WEAVE, have stepped up in a huge way over the past year. Again, a simple online search, and if you are looking for something that's happened recently, resources for businesses impacted by COVID-19 brings up a plethora of them. Another way for companies to give back, you know, through education-driven initiatives, and that's like idea number two, for example. Vonazon has previously hosted college students involved in the American Marketing Association. We invited CU Channel Islands, their entire AMA group, to come to our office for an afternoon filled with marketing education. They were able to ask questions and to further explore what a career might look like in the field of marketing. This was an excellent example of how you can engage with your local community and foster connections with upcoming grads who may look for an opportunity to eventually work with you in the future. It also employs your team to reflect on their professional journey and channel them into kind of giving back to their community. The last idea I want to give you is a donation of products and services. And this is like idea number three. As mentioned, we at Vonazon give back 20% of our profits to fund digital marketing projects for local companies that may not be able to afford our services. And I got to tell you, I've always strived for Vonazon to be a purpose-driven business, and I hope you are looking to do the same. And I'm hoping also that maps out some practical steps for you so that you can do the same thing that we're doing. You know, in that spirit, let's explore more examples of how big household brands have recently given back. And this might also inspire additional ideas that you can take and borrow from. The popular meditation app called Headspace really stepped it up with ways to give back in the face of hardship over this past year. Their CEO, Rich Pearson, worked with his team to put together a free meditation collection for healthcare workers on the pandemic that were basically healthcare workers that were on the pandemic front lines. They also offer similar option for teachers and educators. Their goal was described as helping people around the world find calm and compassion for themselves and those around them in a truly trying time. Here's another example and kind of a pro tip. Don't go it alone. Some companies partner with philanthropic organizations to establish their own to assist or even establish their own to assist in the donation of their products and services. For example, a company called Allbirds, the popular sustainable shoe company, takes lightly used shoes and sends them to Souls for Souls, a nonprofit that donates shoes to people who've been affected by different types of disasters. And this one's for all of you that are heavily involved, all the sports lovers out there. If you didn't notice in this year's Super Bowl, three major companies, think about it, who have historically generated ads for the game throughout the years, chose to sit this one out. Big companies, Budweiser, joined with Coke and Pepsi, as the three notable brands that decided to forego the Super Bowl in 2021. This decision stunned so many as all three bands typically produce viral ads during the event that are shared for years afterward from their fans and many others. Now, due to the unfortunate events that led up to the game, many of the company's employees were laid off and let go due to ongoing pandemic and the economic uncertainty that we've all had to endure. In an effort to lend aid to those affected, the companies donated the money that would have been spent on this, you know, commercial towards COVID-19 vaccination awareness campaigns and to assist the families of those that were let go and laid off. While this decision might not necessarily result in a viral ad or potentially profitability, it speaks out to the human side of how companies diverge their usual methods for the greater good of all. And that brings me to a bigger point today. This decision was not only a win for the world, but an incredibly positive PR move. One that directly actually impacts profitability. The next time that someone who knows the story goes into the store and sees those brands, they may be more inclined to purchase them in an effort to support the positive actions that were associated. So I've shared plenty of data earlier that supports this idea, but you know, here's a final word on what this idea and the kind of a triple bottom line. And this is straight from Deloitte and Deloitte Insights. Purpose-driven companies witness higher market share gains and grow 3 times faster on average than their competitors, all while achieving higher customer and workforce satisfaction. And I'd like to wrap up focusing on my last point. Giving back and establishing yourself as a purpose-driven business is not only a good way for the world, a good thing for the world, and potentially for your bottom line, but can also be incredibly impactful for your employee satisfaction. And that's huge in today's reality where employees' wellness is particularly important as we move from work from home to hybrid to return to work type of scenarios. Employees are flat out stressed out and are looking to their companies to provide some guidance, resources, and yes, of course, purpose. And that also holds for potential and future employees. And employer branding is really the next big thing in purpose communication and in marketing. There's some data that I want to share with you. Studies show that employees generally want to volunteer in their communities. And they like if their companies assist them in doing that. And according to Deloitte in their volunteerism survey, workplaces with a culture of volunteerism find that volunteering boosts morale, you know, improves team building, which is huge, and increases brand value. And according to a 2018 study of employees who feel that their company encourages them to support causes, 74% are more likely to recommend their company as a place to work, and 71% are more likely to stay longer. And 61% are more likely to increase their overall engagement at work, provided that their CEO makes a real effort to address important societal issues. The translation to all of that, not only does purpose impact ROI, but it impacts ROE, which is return on engagement in issues like volunteerism, social justice, and even green energy. And I could go on. When it comes to being a purpose-driven business, the benefits truly outweigh the cost. And many times volunteering and philanthropy and the most fundamental embodiments of purpose in business today come at no cost at all. Something as simple as hosting a canned food drive or a tour drive during the holidays can not only do good for the community, but it can increase employee satisfaction. I cannot emphasize enough how vital a philanthropic element is to business regardless of the size, the budget, and or your resources. If you're looking to find resources, this is a good one. If you're looking to find resources, you know, to volunteer locally and local volunteer opportunities, I really suggest you start looking at Volunteer Match. It's a website. This site is free to use and comes with many options on how to get out there and to do something good within your community. So this leaves us with today's move your feet moment. I want to challenge you to go out and do something positive for someone else this week. Even if that's something as simple as paying it forward, or paying for someone's coffee or meal of a person in line behind you at our local coffee shop, or, you know, in the drive-thru as you're moving through that process. A little action can go a long way to inspire others. Talk to your team about volunteering and see what organizations, causes, and other charities are near and dear to their hearts. Coming together as a team can do good for your business and can provide huge returns for yourselves and your organization. So until next time, I'm Kevin England. Keep figuring it out.